Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon mula Mindanao sa Makati, si Dr. Roy Ponce ng Davao Oriental State University. Magandang araw, Roy!
Hello, hello! Hi, Australia! Hello, Melbourne!
Kamusta na?
I'm good. I miss Australia so much.
Oo nga, pero nakailang balik ka rin dito, hindi ba? Dalawang pag-aaral, kundi ako nagkakamali.
Yes, first I did my master's and then umuwi ako ng Pilipinas. And then after that, I came back again to do my doctorate degree. And then nakabakasyon din naman.
Ang mga pag-aaral mo ay under doon sa tinatawag nilang Australia Awards?
Yes, both scholarships under sa Australia Awards.
Nung una tayong nag-usap, natalakay natin yung re-entry program mo sa community.
Yes.
Bunga ito ng master's degree mo, hindi ba?
Yes.
Kung di ako nagkakamali, yung inspirasyon para dito sa before and after care program mo ay napulot mo sa paglalagi mo dito sa Melbourne.
That's right, yes.
Balik tayo, no? Noong 2007 or 8, ito nabuo.
Yes.
Kung di ako nagkakamali, 2008 siya opisyal na nagsimula. At ito ay sa isang komunidad sa Davao?
Yes.
Sa labas ng Davao? Ikwento mo sa amin, isa siyang fishing community kung saan wala pang nakakapagtapos ng elementarya?
That's right. You have a very good memory, Del. Ito ay isang after-school care program. What inspired me when I was in Australia, na kahit very strong yung support ng family and government for schooling, meron silang program to follow up kids and motivate kids to stay in school. So sabi ko, I will contextualize it to a local community sa Philippines, particularly sa isang fishing village, low-income fishing village sa city namin, sa Makati. And then we found this community on our baseline assessment na wala talagang estudyante na nakapagtapos hanggang higher education. So mostly elementary, high school, and then they drop out, they go do labor work. And so, na-inspire itong concept of creating a center for children simply to communicate the value of education sa kanila. So, basically, motivation, follow-up, support. And then we started it like 10 years ago. So yun yung nangyari sa center.
So hindi dahil walang may interest, kung hindi parang walang sumusuporta o nagbibigay tulong, hindi ba?
Yes, maybe hindi naman talaga walang interest, because when we were in the community, the parents were really interested to send their children to school, but they don't know how, they don't have the confidence, hindi lang nakikita yung support system. And then the parents themselves sa itong community ay hindi rin nakapagtapos. So yung parang fear na baka hindi kaya ng bata or they can't support economically. So yun yung parang nagiging hindrance ng sending their children to school. Kasi yung government support naman natin, free na yung education, lalo na ngayon that we have free basic education. And then only last year that the government declared free higher education.
Oh.
So in terms of education access, ang ganda na talaga sa Pilipinas.
Ang problema lang, yung tutulong paglabas sa paaralan.
That's right. Yung tutulong sa mga bata on motivation, follow-through, and those professionals na alam nila na kaya ng mga bata. So it's, in a way, it's a program of support system for children going to school. So what happened after 10 years, so itong community namin na maliit, we were able now to produce 10 graduates.
College graduates.
Three college graduates. So 10 professionals na yung na-produce natin. And then meron na tayong, out of that 10, may tatlong licensed teachers na.
Wow.
Na pumasa sa board exam. And we have 2 licensed criminologists. And 100% of them already found jobs. So yun yung nagiging magandang impact.
So parang so tuluyan na yung pag-usad.
Sorry?
So parang naging tuluyan yung pag-usad nila, hindi ba?
Yes, yes. Oo, kasi yung mga bata, yung mga programs namin of support is constant. Sinubaybayan sila sa school. We have academic coaching nung pumunta na sila ng college. And then, even prior to the free higher education, we already provide free tuition to them. And yung boarding house allowance. So, nagiging strong yung support system and in partnership with the parents. So yung nagiging evidence namin na the program made such an impact because doon sa coastal barangays, ang daming communities doon, similar communities, the same economic status, the same livelihood, yung mga tao, the same level of income. And then right now, when you look at those communities, yung aming community na may intervention, yun ngayon yung pinakamaraming professional at pinakamaraming nasa college ngayon. So currently, we have about 16 students na nag-enroll sa college. That's on top of 10 na gumraduate na.
Mm-hmm.
So yun yung nagiging impact ng program. Because other similar communities na walang program, the status is the same. Parang kung may makagraduate, siguro pa isa-isa, ganyan.
At yung maganda dito, nung, kung di ako nagkakamali, nung huli nating usap, may matagal na rin na panahon, no? May Happy Fish Kids ka, ito yung fishing community, tapos nagkaroon ka ng Happy Forest Kids.
Yes.
So nanganak yung programa.
Na-replicate namin yung program looking at communities na yung term natin parang underserved sectors. So ito yung fisher folks, yung sa Happy Fish Kids. And then yung sa ating agriculture sector, yung mga farmers. So we call it Happy Farm Kids. So HFK pa rin. And then sa mga communities on, communities ng ating mga indigenous people, yung ating mga lumad, we call it Happy Forest Kids. Kasi nasa ano sila? Nasa
kagubatan,
sila.
Oo.
And then we established similar program that right now we already have dito sa Mati, we already have 4 centers na, dalawang Happy Fish Kids Center, isang farm kids center, saka isang forest kids center. And then there's one international group na may chapter sila in Manila. This is Children International Summer Village. They collaborated with us and we established the Happy Forest Kids Center in the highlands of Marilog in Davao City. Oo. And then, merong philanthropist din na Filipina from the US who is from Dipolog City in Mindanao pa rin yan, who came home and then benchmarked with us and immersed with us. And then she went back to Dipolog City in a town there. And then established din ang Happy Fish Kids. So marami nang kumopia sa program. And then there's one in Butuan who also established a Happy Fish Kids.
So
dumadami na yung nag-a-adapt sa concept.
So Roy, alam ko, ito yung isa sa mga parang ika nga nila, baby mo, hindi ba, nung nagsimula pa lamang. Naalala mo ba yung naramdaman mo nung may una kang napag-graduate ng elementarya? Kasi nung huli nating usap, walang nakakapagtapos ng elementarya sa komunidad na sa Mati, hindi ba?
Oh yes, elementary and high school yon na nakagraduate sila. Masaya, tuwang-tuwa kami. And mas lalo na ngayon, alam mo, when these kids graduated in college, na professional na sila, and then we had a gathering doon sa community, nag-iyakan talaga lahat, parents, because they hindi nila inexpect that in a small barrio in their community na malayo, we can produce graduates. Right now, we're very hopeful kasi may mga engineering graduates na din who are currently reviewing for board exam. So hopefully, we can produce an engineer from that from that community. Yung nakakatuwa, kasi yung mga graduates ngayon, nilagay namin sa tarpaulin yung kanilang pictures.
Para inspirasyon.
Nilagay namin sa center. So nakikita talaga ng community. And they became models ngayon ng younger kids.
Hmm.
And then nagiging inspiration siya ng parents na kaya naman pala talaga. Despite of our low income, the government is a partner, the university is a partner, and then there's this Happy Fish Kids HFK volunteers na sumusubaybay sa kanilang mga anak. So actually, it paved the way na kaya naman pala talaga na makapagtapos ng higher education yung mga bata natin from remote communities. So, I guess yun yung ano, yun yung very satisfying sa program.
So, kailangan lang may magbibigay ng oportunidad at suporta, hindi ba?
That's right. Oo. So, it's actually providing equal opportunities sa mga communities natin na remote. Pero alam mo, Del, ang galing ngayon ng ating government, no, sa mga government programs, kasi nare-reach out na din itong mga communities. And ngayon, medyo easy na lang for us because the infrastructure also has developed. So for example, itong first site natin sa Happy Fish Kids sa Tamisan before, abot ng almost 2 hours to travel to reach the community. But right now, concrete na yung road. So you can actually go there in 45 minutes.
So mas madali na rin.
There's so much development na nangyayari sa country ngayon.
At ano ang susunod para sa Happy Fish Kids, Roy?
Last year, November last year, we held our first HFK summit sa Makati City dito sa university. So it was a gathering of all the volunteers, the donors, and the sponsors. We gathered for 3 days, my immersion, and then my conference. And at that time, we were discussing what will be the future for HFK. So nakita namin that we have targeted, may model na kami on how to follow up the students, what programs to include, how to get support. Gusto namin pag-isahin yung program and we come up with parang standard guidelines sa program. And most likely, we will rebrand this to Happy Filipino Kids.
So magiging nationwide na.
Maybe if it will grow to that, because right now, we see na nare-replicate siya from other interested people na gustong magtayo ng similar program. So what we need to do is just to collaborate and connect with them and share the best practices that we did. So in the future, we can come up with a general guiding principle na ginawa namin sa program, why it sustained for more than 10 years na. And then we are actually working on the concept of support system, ecology of support for HFK, yun yung term namin. That's why it's sustained, because it's purely community, volunteer-based, and social media platform activity or phenomenon yung nangyari sa amin. And then many people wanted to join us in replicating. So yung ginawa namin, nag-uusap-usap kami on how we can lay down the framework for this model ng support system for children. Kasi we see that it's effective, no? It's effective in targeting low-income communities. So may defined target community talaga siya, and then there's a defined set of activities, follow-up, and then long-term yung approach. So I guess that will be the general direction for HFK. And we are planning that every year, magsasummit kami to share experiences, to share best practices, and just to fellowship and enjoy with one another, no? And then to celebrate success. Parang ganun.
At mahalaga siguro na maitangi na ang lahat ng ito ay nabubuo at kumikilos at naisasakatuparan bunga ng pagtutulungan at suporta ng mga volunteers.
That's right. So, very volunteer-based siya. With professionals and students. Kasi yung mga volunteers natin within the decade, gumaduate na din sila, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
And then sila na din yung nagiging supporter.
So binabalik
so,
nila.
Yung program, oo. So yung program, hindi lang naka-benefit yung direct beneficiaries na kids natin. Actually, it also transformed the mindsets of the volunteers. So yung iba successful na, nag-abroad na din. And then right now, sila na din yung sumusuport sa program. Yun yung nagiging nangyari. So the heart really of the program is changing worldview. Yung worldview ng bata towards education, towards environment, towards being a productive citizen. So parang ganun lang yung goal talaga, changing mindset, no? developmental key message for the children. Hindi namin na-realize na pati pala yung mga volunteers na-influence din. So, yun yung magandang nangyari sa program.
At sana patuloy pa ang pagtatag at pagtibay ng programa at samahan ninyo sa Happy Fish Kids.
Thank you so much. Yes. We are praying, no? And then it's getting bigger and stronger, and we hope that we can also adapt to the changes, adaptive yung mode. So ganun lang, and then stick to the basic principles of community service, volunteerism. Parang, I think naman, parang built-in na yan sa puso ng mga Filipino.
Maraming salamat, Dr. Roy Ponce, at maraming salamat sa lahat ng ginagawa ninyo sa Happy Fish Kids.
Thank you, Del. Thank you for remembering us. Thank you for napag-isipan mo ulit na to connect with us. And yes, hopefully, just pray for us and whatever support that you can assist us. So we are always on our Facebook, the Happy Fish Kids Facebook group. So you can always check it out and visit sa mga activities namin.
Malay natin, isa sa mga araw na to, isa sa mga graduate ninyo, mag-aaral rin dito.
Hopefully. Yes.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.